Governor Doug Ducey has joined the latest chorus to have Arizona moved out of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which currently also includes California, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington. In a letter to congressional leaders, Ducey says the circuit is overburdened with cases. Many conservatives also believe the panel is too liberal. Here's what Ducey's general counsel Mike Liberti had to say.
We're calling on Congress to propose and enact a solution for Arizonans, for Arizona voters, for citizens, and for Arizona businesses that will take Arizona out of a court that is backlogged with cases.
Changing the Ninth Circuit would take action by Congress and would need to be signed into law by the president. Carl Tobias, University of Richmond law professor, follows the Ninth Circuit closely and joins me now. Professor, does splitting up the Ninth Circuit make any practical sense?
First, is there any real need to split the circuit? And that's never been resolved in a way that's very positive, at least by most people who have examined the question, especially members of Congress, but also judges and scholars who've studied the court. And once you even answer that in a positive way, if that were to come to pass, it's very difficult to do if you look at the geography and the caseload and how that breaks out around the circuit. Everyone who's looked at it doesn't think it's a good idea to have California in its own circuit. And it's been perennial, though. I can remember back as far as 1970s and coming forward. It surfaces at various times.
And when it comes to the practical numbers, does the Ninth Circuit actually get overturned more than any other circuit? And if so, are there multiple reasons for that?
Yeah, it may, depending on what you're looking at. If you're talking percentages, I think that's not true, and that can vary from year to year. In overall numbers, I would expect it does over time because it has such a large docket. And so I think maybe something like 15,000 cases a year. And I think probably the next highest after that is maybe 10,000 or so. And so you might expect to have more cases overturned just because there are more cases that come out of the Ninth Circuit than any other appeals court. So I don't know that it tells you very much. And percentages are not very helpful because, for example, some appeals courts may have one or two appeals out of that particular appeals court per year in the Supreme Court. And if they're both overturned, for example, you have 100% rating.
Yeah.
So it's a little difficult to precisely estimate what that all means. But there have been years when the percentages and numbers from the Ninth Circuit have been high. But my sense lately, the last half decade, is they're not very much out of line with a number of other circuits.
As you mentioned, there's been talk about splitting up the Ninth Circuit for decades. So as someone who's a legal scholar who follows this closely, do you expect this on a cyclical basis to pop up? And if so, do you just sort of say, okay, here we go again? Is there any point at which we start taking that seriously?
Well, that's a good question. And part of it is political in terms of the parties. I think historically, at least, the Republican Party has more strongly favored splitting the Ninth Circuit than the Democratic Party. But I think in order to be serious about it, there would have to be an alignment. In other words, both houses would have to be controlled by Republicans and the White House.
Legal scholar Carl Tobias, he's a professor at the University of Richmond School of Law. We've been talking about Governor Doug Ducey's proposal to split the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Professor Tobias, thank you.
My pleasure.
The last time a U.S. circuit was changed was in 1980, and before that, 1929.